In 1958, the Kingston Trio became a household name with their self-titled debut album. The Kingston Trio used music to tell stories. They spoke about the struggles of Americans and also embraced the best of American culture. The trio has endured for 60 years, undergoing several lineup changes, but always performing the music that spoke to a generation. Joining me in studio live are Josh Reynolds and Mike Marvin, sons of founding member Nick Reynolds and childhood friend Tim Gorlington. The three perform as the Kingston Trio, and they will be playing tonight at the Morrison Center in Boise. So welcome to the program.
Welcome. We love Boise. Beautiful yesterday and today.
I know. It's a great place to live. Tell me first off how the Kingston Trio has managed to continue for all of these years. I mean, granted, yes, there's been different members, but it's the same sound.
That's exactly right. What it is it's the songs. And it's the songs and the sounds and the entertaining presentation that the original trio did, which is what we do now. But it's the songs that have endured for 61 years. This is our 61st year. Dave and Bob and my dad started the group in Palo Alto down by in Menlo College in Stanford area. And we took over about a year ago, and we are extremely happy. But we know it's the songs because the people react to the songs, and we tell stories, which is different than some of the other lineups.
And I would say, Josh or Mike, maybe you can answer this. What was it like growing up? And Tim, you as well, because you were a childhood friend. What was it like growing up with, you know, with this music, not just like, you know, on a record player, but literally in your house?
Right. Good question. It was exciting. It was overwhelming at times. As Josh says in a concert, people came through, famous people almost every few days. Some the Smothers Brothers might be there, or Judy Hensky, or a famous actor, Dana Andrews. It didn't matter.
Janis Joplin.
Wow.
People came all the time. And
Jill Silverstein.
Yes.
And just to name a few.
Living in the house was just an incredible experience for me because Josh was still kind of young. And so Nick Reynolds started teaching me how the trio worked and how it operated. And it was kind of a heady experience. And then when I was old enough to carry guitars, he started letting me carry his guitars into some of the concerts. One in particular, Barbra Streisand, opened for the Kingston Trio, and he wouldn't let me see the concert. Give you an idea of what it was like inside the house and inside the family. He wouldn't let me see the trio concert. I had to stay backstage and keep Barbra company because she was having some kind of marital problems or boyfriend problems, and Nick felt sorry for her. He said, so you've got to go in there and
talk. You have to go in there and talk to her, keep her distracted, so she'll have a good concert.
So I missed the whole first set that the trio did that evening.
But you hung out with Barbra Streisand.
She thanked me for it about 12 years later. She walked up to me at one of the movie studios, and she says, don't I know you? I said, yeah.
I helped you through some marital issues one night. What was it like, Josh, growing up? Was it an expectation that you would be a performer, that you would play music? Or did your dad want you to do something completely different?
I was very young when the trio was popular, and I was 8 years old when he retired in 1968. And what happened was my dad was different than Bob and John. My dad treated the trio as a job because he had played music all his life in his living room and everything. He treated it as a job. There was nothing in the house there were no gold records up. There was no pictures. You wouldn't know he was in the Kingston Trio. So basically what happened was we moved to Oregon and we just lived our lives. There was no expectation whatsoever. And a matter of fact, I didn't play for the longest time. But after my dad passed away 10 years ago, everything changed for myself and for Mike. And then, of course, for Tim, we just realized that we just had to keep this music alive. And so I took it up, and these two here in the room, I was the intern. They're seasoned musicians. They brought me up by the bootstraps, and we were extremely happy that people react to this music the way that they do.
And Tim, being a childhood friend, how did you play into all of this?
Well, I came along later. My role here is mainly guilt by association.
It happens.
I had the great pleasure of meeting Nick and working with Mike for years. And one of the things that I got out of the music, which I had been raised on myself, was the joy and the spontaneity, the vivacity, the performance of the group. And that's something we tried to emulate and bring that up, because we work still very close together, clustered around one mic assembly, very much like the original trio. And being that close to each other, like Mike's once said, we're in each other's pockets. We're so close, and we can tease each other and have a lot of fun, just the way the original trio did. And that was something that so many people responded to, was the fun on stage and the banter and the teasing of not just ourselves but the people in the audience, too. We try to... First of all, we try to have a really fun time, and we try to spread it around the room. That's what we're trying to do. And the guys here are a lot of fun to work with, and we look on the group as a sort of a family tradition to keep it going. And we have so much fun with these wonderful songs and getting people to sing along with us. It's just great.
Well, and speaking of that, I would love for you guys to play a song for us, because you are playing tonight at the Morrison Center in Boise, but I believe you're sold out tonight.
Yes, you are.
So this will be a good way for people to listen if you don't have tickets tonight. So if you could play us out, I would love that. And you can tell us what song you're playing.
You'll hear it.
Okay.
We're going to do Where Have All the Flowers Gone.
Oh, what a great song.
You know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls pick them, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they? Where have all the young girls gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young girls gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young girls gone? Gone to young men, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever? Where have all the young men gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young men gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young men gone? Gone to soldiers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they?
Where have all the soldiers gone?
Long time passing.
Where have all the soldiers gone? A long, long time ago. Where have all the soldiers gone? Gone to graveyards, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they?
Gone. Long time passing. Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time ago. Where have all the graveyards gone?
Gone to flowers, everyone.
When will they ever learn? When will they?
The Kingston Trio playing tonight at the Morrison Center in Boise. Josh Reynolds, Mike Marvin, and Tim Gorlington of the Kingston Trio, thank you so much for coming in today and joining us on the program.
Thank you very much, Jim, for having us. We are really happy to be here at Boise State Public Radio. This is really wonderful.
Thank you. Boise.
Oh, and thank you. And I want to thank all of you for joining us today. If you guys could play us out, maybe a little music as I'm doing these credits, that would be great. My producer, Samantha Wright, Rich Copeland. Program associates include Norm Gunning, Robin Rausch, Madeline Hall. Our intern is Hannah Gardowski. I'm Gemma Gaudette. And as always, you can hear all of this on Boise State Public Radio website, boisestatepublicradio.org. We will, of course, see you all back here tomorrow.